earlier, we were talking to Tim Phillips from the group called Cast Iron, the Cambridge and St Ives Railway organisation, and he was basically rubbishing the figures that Shona Johnston backs. Shona has a portfolio of environment and transport at the County Council. Very pleased to say that Shona's on the line to us now. Anyway, Shona, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, it says the transport team admits the cost of the scheme has now risen from £74 million to £85 million. He says that the council transport team's also moved £13 million of guided bus expenditure out of its major scheme budget into other transport budgets, making the true cost of the guided bus £98 million rather than the £85 million currently claimed. And then also they say, in the run-up to Tuesday's vote, which is tomorrow, of course, on whether to proceed with the Transport and Works Act order application for the guided bus scheme, Cambridgeshire County Council's transport team has told the press it has received £65 million from government for the bus project. Go on, in your own words, what are the figures?
I'd like to see Tim Phillips produce this evidence. It's absolute rubbish. The settlement letter from government says we have provisionally allocated £65 million. It says absolutely nothing about grants and borrowing. It is £65 million, true grant, that we would get. There's no borrowing involved at all. I would like to see Tim Phillips produce this evidence, either put up or shut up.
And what about escalating costs for the guided bus?
Right. The costs have not escalated. We've added to the scheme, which mean the costs are now £85 million. That has been clearly agreed with all parties concerned, all political parties, through the political process at Shire Hall. There are some extra elements to the scheme, going under Hills Road Bridge as opposed to a route over it, which is a far better solution. The link into Addenbrookes Hospital and provision of a car park at Histon Station. That's all been very clear and very open all the way through.
Now, we're in a situation where, being short-staffed here today on the programme, we would normally have played back to you the things that he said. Now, we can do that another time, because I'd rather have the two of you face-to-face, and it just...
I've offered Tim Phillips a face-to-face debate on many occasions since August. It's never happened.
I'd like... Well, if we could do it on the programme, I don't want sparks to fly. It's just nice so that people like myself can make our minds up on this, and so our listeners can. That's the point. So if we could... We'll try to do this. We'll try and do it before the week's out, which would be excellent. Another thing that he said, having got the document which you are presenting, you haven't put it out to everybody, but it is for councillors to make the decision tomorrow. They've got facts and figures on that. Do you stand by that 100%?
So which facts and figures are you talking about?
Well, apparently there's a document giving all the information for councillors. I haven't seen it. I saw... A copy of something he was holding.
A draft copy of the proposed application, and I stand by what is in there 100%.
And what information do councillors have at their fingertips when they make a decision tomorrow?
They have all had access to the draft application, which will be firmed up following tomorrow's meeting, which is an enormous document. There is a full environmental statement which covers the whole route. There are very detailed maps. There are very detailed background information which will enable councillors to make up their mind what they think.
So it's an impasse. Cast Iron is saying the figures don't stack up. You're saying they absolutely do. You stand by what you say. Presumably Tim Phillips will stand by what he says.
Well, if he says that we've only got £32.5 million and the rest of it is borrowing permission, I would like him to produce that letter within the next 24 hours or else retract that statement.
All right. We shall give that to him and see what he has to say about it. And similarly, you stand by... I mean, so the true cost of the guided bus, not £98 million, you say?
No, I don't know where he's got that figure from. The cost of the scheme is £85 million. We have always been very, very clear about the on-street running sections, which, incidentally, would be required whether or not we did the guided bus scheme. Tim Phillips' little scheme only goes as far as a station at the Science Park, and they're saying very publicly now that the trains will only be running in peak hours. Off peak it will be buses, and there will be buses from the Science Park station into the city centre. If they want those buses to get in quickly, then they need to have the on-street running that we're proposing.
We'll put it to the both of you. I hope I can put the two of you together later in the week. I really would like to do that. The meeting, what time is that tomorrow? Tomorrow evening?
It starts at 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Righto. And at the end of it, what are we expecting? A firm decision or just another step on the way to a possible guided bus? Where does it leave us?
What will happen tomorrow is that I hope councillors will support the motion to apply for a Transport and Works Act application. And we, if that goes ahead, we will submit that next week on Thursday the 19th. There will be then a period of consultation, and we expect then for there to be a public inquiry starting in September.
Why have a period of consultation already that I understand has happened in the St Ives area when the choice is either guided bus or nothing? Do you have to...
What we're submitting is essentially, if you like, the equivalent of a planning application. If you submit a planning application to your local district council to build a house, then there is a period during in which people can object or make comments on your application. This is exactly the same procedure, except it's on a much bigger scale. Our application has to go into government, Department for Transport, but it enables people to offer to have an opportunity to comment on the scheme.
But at the moment, the choice at council level is guided bus or no scheme. It's not guided bus or rail link or something else, is it?
No, it isn't, because we have had that debate over many, many previous occasions. The Chum study was all about what is the right option. Is it guided bus? Is it light rail? Is it heavy rail? That debate was had in 2000. We have to move on. The decision has been made. Rail doesn't stack up. It never has stacked up. Talk to anybody in the rail industry. Talk to people in the Strategic Rail Authority. Talk to Network Rail. See what they think.
Well, they're the big boys, and they wouldn't have anything to do with something of this kind. There's not enough money in it for them, and there's not enough government money being put to it, so they wouldn't be interested, and that I can understand that perfectly well. Why is it that the Mayor of St Ives told us this morning there just isn't any support for the guided bus in the town? Why is it that the balance... Well, in fact, all of the calls have said no to the guided bus. I've had a couple of emails that are for the guided bus under certain circumstances. But it just strikes me, from what I can perceive at the minute, our local politicians are saying one thing, the people who vote you in are saying another. Why are you ignoring them?
I'm certainly not ignoring them. And in fact, what people are saying to me is the guided bus is a good idea. In fact, I've had an email only this morning for somebody saying, please go ahead with it. And that's just not one individual. That's actually an organisation that's saying they support the guided bus because they can see what it will bring.
Who was that?
I don't think that I should say that publicly at this stage, because that was an email sent to me privately.
Okay, fine.
And I would like to respect them, but you know, if they're happy for that to be made public, then I'm quite happy to tell you at a later stage.
So the perception we have is wrong, that the great majority of people who would be affected by the scheme want the guided bus. That's what you're telling us.
What I'm saying is that there is a vociferous group of people that are saying they want rail, but when you talk to a lot of people individually, and I've been out to talk to a lot of people, they can see the benefits of the guided bus, they can see the flexibility that it offers, and they can see that there is something positive coming in for them that will link Huntingdon, Hinchingbrook, Cambridge and Addenbrookes, which is something that rail will never do.
I'm just finding it really hard to square what I'm being told by you and what I'm perceiving from all sorts of other areas. So, you know, once again, please, with the people who are in favour of the guided bus, give us a shout. Shona, just hold on a second. I'm going to hold up the news headlines briefly, only because this might or might not be relevant, but Martin has a comment on the guided bus, and he's on this line. Good afternoon to you, Martin.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, so how do you feel, having heard what you have?
Well, I'm actually amazed, because when they had the consultation, supposedly, coming around talking to people about it, you'd only offered the choice of guided bus, no service whatsoever. Nobody came up with anything about the light rail and the fact that it's going to take a lot more traffic off the roads than what buses can do. And the fact that it's only partial guided bus, because it's going to go slightly, partly on the old railway route, but then it's going to go back onto the roads. So it's going to create even more congestion on the roads, having these buses whizzing along.
Yes. Now, you actually were waiting to talk to me before we put Shona online. I make that clear. You're not responding to what she said, but let her just answer to what you've just said anyway, if you could, Shona. Hello.
Right. I mean, the consultation we held in the summer was very clear. It was a consultation about guided bus, because at that stage we got well past the process by which we were debating which options were there. As I said, it was the Chum study that debated which were the right options. That study was held in 2000, 2001. There is no point offering a consultation on something that we are not not able to implement. And let's be clear about this. You know, the government have said guided bus is the right solution. They've asked the county council to proceed with the guided bus. We actually agree with that. We think it's the right solution. If you went into a vegetarian restaurant and saw a ham sandwich on the menu, you'd be a bit miffed if you asked for that ham sandwich, only to be told it wasn't on offer. It's exactly the same sort of principle. We're not going to consult on something that's not on offer.
Well, it is on offer because the group have put themselves together and all you want to do is to rubbish them left, right and centre. And I can't understand why there is this absolutely immense guided bus or nothing. That's what I can't understand, particularly as there's so very few schemes running one which point the way as a beacon. There's hardly anything, is there?
A growing number of schemes, and I'm not in the business of rubbishing cast iron, but what I will do is challenge when they present inaccurate statements about what we're doing.
Yes, and that's something we need to get the two groups together on later. I had a colleague who's just given me a message on the internal system, said I've done so many pieces on this since day one of the CHUM study, and I've found so few people in favour of the bus. That is our experience. We haven't got a bias, that's our experience, left, right and centre. You know, that's Rory. No, it's not. It's Stuart, actually. Stuart has sent me that. And the thing is that with this, we have got a problem, you see. We see a conflict between what the local politicians are saying and what the local community wants. You're telling me there is no conflict, Shona?
What I'm saying is that when I talk to people individually, and they're not necessarily people that will write to the Cambridge Evening News or will phone into your programme, but they're people I see to talk to, and they say, we see the future and the right solution is guided bus, and there's no future in rail.
When it comes to the vote, when they consider the figures, when they look at it all tomorrow, will they be under the whip to vote a certain way?
All my colleagues have said that they will be listening to the evidence and then they will vote.
But are they going to be under the whip?
They have said that they will listen to the evidence.
But you haven't answered the question.
They have said they will listen to the evidence and then they will vote accordingly.
Right, well, you obviously haven't answered the question.
I think I've exactly answered the question. You're saying how they're going to vote. I said that they have...
So it is a vote entirely of conscience and will not follow party policy. That's what I'm trying to establish. It is a vote...
...vote according to how they hear the debate tomorrow.
And that will be the guiding point.
And that has always been the case.
And it will not necessarily have to split along party lines.
Well, that's up to the other parties.
So your lot will all vote the way you want, will they?
They will vote how they feel is the right way, what is in the best interests of people in Cambridgeshire.
They will consider entirely the interests of the people in Cambridgeshire,
yes.
who seem to be saying to us they want some consideration for a rail link.
Well, I'm sure that if you ask...
So if they do that, they will vote against the guided bus, won't they?
I'm sure if you ask people, most people would say they wouldn't want to pay income tax, but everybody agrees that actually that has to happen. There are some things you don't want to do, but actually might, at the end of the day, be the right solution.
So the guided bus is the equivalent of income tax?
The guided bus is the right solution for people in Cambridgeshire.
Who says?
I say, the government says, there are a lot of people out there who say it.
And if the community say the opposite, what's your viewpoint then?
I'm listening to what they say, but at the end of the day, the information is there that shows that rail is not a viable economic option, the rail industry don't support it, and the government doesn't support it. There is no future, I'm afraid, in rail. A romantic idea, but I'm afraid it is not the solution for the 21st century in Cambridgeshire.
Right, let me just read this last bit very quickly. This is a colleague just sending me this on email. The CHUM study claimed that 80% of visitors to their guided bus exhibitions in March 2002... either fully or broadly supported it. In fact, only 54% fully supported it. Nearly 3,300 people went along. Only 600 filled in the questionnaire, of which 200 lived along the route. Alan Joyner, Supercam director, said, "We are greatly encouraged by the positive response. We obviously have some way to go to fine-tune our proposals, but the responses and issues have been analysed and fed into the studies for the final scheme." Mr. Joyner did not give reasons why one in five people were opposed to the scheme. It must be remembered that although 80% might be in favour, it does not imply that they prefer a guided bus over rail. Visitors were not given a choice. No alternative forms of transport were promoted. Is that true?
Well, that was the Supercam scheme.
And that's dead?
That was nothing to do with CHUMs. That was a follow-up from CHUMs. The CHUMs study was the study which offered all the alternatives for the A14 corridor, light rail, heavy rail and guided bus. And it was the only study that actually fairly assessed all the options and came up with the result that rail would simply not stack up. It did not provide sufficient flexibility. It did not encourage sufficient people out of their cars and onto public transport. And it would not provide a sufficient return.
Right. Well, What we need to do is to get Kaistan and yourselves together. Hopefully we'll do that on this programme later. We shall know the result of the vote, as far as the council are concerned, tomorrow. Shona, thank you very much indeed for being with us.
Thank you.
Many thanks.